and welcome to the Wolfie Awards Ceremony, the first ever live werewolf awards show for a community that does a bunch of turbos. Pretty amazing that we're trying this. Joining me tonight is the man with the highest win percentage in elite wolfing history, Third.
Hello.
The ultimate elite moderator, modded more games than anyone so far this year, DK.
Hello, everyone.
And for some reason, also Neo.
Hello. That was probably the most appropriate introduction you could have given.
Now, before we get started on the results, just in case any first-timers or people new to the game are listening, Third, explain Werewolf in 30 seconds. It's a social game. It started out as a IRL party game, but just quickly explain it and why it's fun and why we've played it 85 times this year.
Well, basically there's two teams, villagers and wolves. The villagers outnumber the wolves, and they're trying to kill them. But the wolves pretend to be villagers, and at night they kill the villagers and eventually try to kill them. It's fun because you don't know who is who. You're trying to figure things out. There's power roles like seers that can peek people at night and figure out who they are, and then they can come out with information. There's a lot of strategy. There's a lot of deception and decision-making, and it gets really intense sometimes, and I enjoy it a lot. So
it gets really intense, and it can be complex to explain if you really get into detail, but on the surface, it's a very simple game and a lot of fun if you're playing it with friends. Now, of course, this year it all got kickstarted in August, playing live games in Virginia. Neo, if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so basically we played five sets of games in Virginia in August. At first we had a lot of trouble getting people to play, and then after the first game of, I think it was either 9 or 11, John, pretty much by the end of the 2 days, everyone had given it a chance. Very different to the online game, I think. Watching people's tells was a lot of fun, particularly because some were really good at it and some were not quite as good.
And which camp did you fall into, Neo?
Definitely the not so good. when I was wolf, when I was village, I was okay. But I have the same problem I have online, where I'm far too loud, and then yeah, a lot of people suffer from that. I think a few people got shaky when it came their time to be wolf.
Yeah, it was.
I think
pretty...
the people who only did it once sort of did a really good job of it, like Wheat, who only had one game as wolf, sort of. I think that was his first and only game. He kind of tore it up because of that. Nobody really knew what to expect.
Yeah, live, it's pretty nerve-wracking to draw one of the wolf cards. You're so far outnumbered. Everyone's sitting in a big circle, all looking at each other, watching very closely to see if you're acting differently, if you're acting nervous. And yeah. So it can be pretty intense, but... our chat games are pretty fun as well, and DK, if you want to talk about that a little bit, you've probably seen more of them than anyone except maybe Jack. How does it work in the chat environment when we play WW?
Yeah, in chat, they like to call it turbo because the games move pretty fast. We have 10-minute days, and we don't have any... majority winch on the first day, so that pretty much runs the whole day. So, yeah, basically just the game moves really fast. Day one is kind of chaotic, where nobody really knows anything, and so day two is where the game really starts to pick up, where people get a bunch of information from day one and kind of go from there, but when you start off, it's all... just sort of chaotic with people throwing around accusations and everything, and people just sort of hop on bandwagons, essentially, to vote for people without really much basis at all. So that aspect of the game is kind of interesting, for the chat games at least.
I think our Turbo games are really fun from like day three onwards, where you have a voting record to base some of your accusations on, and you're able to say you were on this bandwagon to get this guy lynched, and then you jumped off it at the last second. When you have a little more data like that, is what I think it gets really fun to play along. Unfortunately, I haven't been surviving that long too much recently. After I had some early success as a wolf, all of a sudden I'm a big lynch target early in games. But
hopefully, that's probably one of the downsides to being good, is that people target you just because.
Yeah, and that's something Jones talked about in Virginia, is when he plays with his friends, everyone knows he's the experienced one. And so it's, I mean, if he's a wolf, you really are going to be in trouble if you're village. So you want to get him lynched. And of course, if he's village as the wolves, you don't want this guy to go on. You know, he's got so much experience, he's so good. So that aspect of it is a little bit of a downside, but still a lot of fun, and we're going to be playing it plenty in 2012, I'm sure. So drop by chat if you want to do that. There's also a board game starting up that Cum is running. So sign up for that in general chat if you're interested, if you want to try that as your first game. And now let's get to the results. What we did is everyone who played at least 10 games this year got to vote. There were 23 people who were eligible. Got a very good response. Nearly 20 people sent in their ballots. And we're going to start out at the bottom of the list. The big one, best moderator. A very tight race. Very competitive here. And the results. In third place for best moderator, Cum. In second was Infill, which means you're winning. For best moderator of 2011, DK.
All right.
I don't know what to say, but thank you, guys.
You don't have a speech prepared?
I'm afraid not.
Shame on you. No.
DK and Infill were, of course, the runaway two for this, as they have moderated by far the most games, came down to the final vote, and DK was able to just edge Infill for the win. Some comments from our users. One user said, DK, my man. another user said, got to be DK. The best mod is like the best ref. You never notice them. A touching tribute.
Good point.
Yep. Third, what do you think? Did the Elite make the right choice in this category?
Yeah. DK has a nice mix of humor and staying out of the way, as that person said. And it's good to see Infill get a close second. They're both excellent.
All right, moving on. The next category is Most Wanted. And this one was a little bit different. It was saying, who's a person who has not played very many games or none at all, but you would really want them to get involved in the scene, start doing these turbos with us, and that they would be a lot of fun. And so what we have here, there were two runaway favorites in this category as well. Number three also did quite well for themselves. Let's look at those results. In fifth place, the most wanted new eliter for 2012, Greg Wool.
Nice.
Coming in fourth, someone who has played a few games with us, but people think it's not nearly enough, Mark Jones. I think a solid choice there. In third place, it's the time situation that makes this difficult, Shep. is the number three choice. Number two most wanted, a guy who's often in chat, doesn't play though, and people really would like him to, Infill, which means your number one winner for the most wanted WW guy for 2012, QB. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Neo, is that the right choice, and is it any surprise to you that QB is our number one?
No, not really a surprise. I didn't actually notice that he hadn't played until I looked at the proper list yesterday. I was really surprised because obviously when he played with us in Virginia, he was a big part of it and really fun to play with as well. So I'm not sure what his why he's abstaining, but he should stop.
DK, explain why QB, who loves Werewolf so much, has not been playing with us.
The only explanation I can come up with is that he's just a quiet bull. But yeah, I really think I really like the QB and Shep choices there, even though they weren't on my ballot, just because I wasn't even really thinking about them at the time. My ballot was Jones, Wall, and Wheat. I really would like Jones to play more in the chat games. He's played a couple times, and he kind of complains when he has played that he always gets a villager. I don't think he's gotten to be a wolf at all during the chat games, so I'd like to see him play more, to see him play wolf in those games. And also, the very few games that Wool played, he seemed really fun in those games as well. So that's why I put those two at the top of my list, but I also really like people picking QB and Shep there as well.
Yeah, so I had...
You agree that's a solid top three?
Yeah, I had Shep and QB on mine. I have... I think back to the first forum game we did. That was pretty much my first exposure to playing Werewolf online. And Shep and QB both played in that. I thought they were good. I thought they were fun. As you said, the time issue with Shep. We usually play Werewolf in the American evening, so it'd be kind of difficult for him. But yeah, it'd be nice to see QB and Jones and Wool as well. Wool hasn't played a whole lot, but he seemed to catch on pretty quick, and he's funny too, so it'd be cool to see him.
Yep, we will work on that, and hopefully this award will inspire those guys to get involved. Next category is most underrated. Now, this is for someone who doesn't get talked up as a great player, or maybe doesn't have a great winning percentage or a ton of wins, but that we think is a solid player and doesn't quite get the respect they deserve. There were votes all over the board on this one, and only the top three really stood out as getting mentioned more than once or twice in the ballots. So let's get to those results. In third place, the most underrated werewolf player of the year, Clemens, coming in at number two is Squall, and our winner, the most underrated werewolf player of the year, is Bonnie, aka Chill, and she actually won this quite handily, getting named in a number of ballots. Third, what are your thoughts on that? Chill, Squall, and Clemens for this category.
I had Chill and Clemens on mine. I think Clemens has made a lot of improvement from where he was originally. He played one or two games in Virginia, and he was totally new. And since then, he's come a long way. And Chill, actually has a really good demeanor. For this game, she kind of hangs back most of the time, but she comes forward in a timely manner usually, and makes solid decisions. And Squall is also good. I voted for Squall in other categories, but he's similar to Chill in that regard. He's a little more talkative, but he doesn't really draw attention to himself.
DK, was Chill on your ballot as well?
Actually, is an interesting top three because I had the same three on my ballot, but in the reverse order. I had Clemens as most underrated, followed by Squall and Bonnie. I think Clemens, his win record isn't all that great, especially as a wolf, but I think a lot of that is because people kind of target him early. He tends to, you know, get lynched a lot, really kind of arbitrarily. I think he has a really good understanding of the game, and obviously I've seen a lot of his games as a wolf as well, and I think he plays decently. I don't think his, well, when he's sober at least. There's been a couple of times where he's been hitting the bottle while werewolfing it up, and those games have been a little bit crazy for him, and that might be bringing down his record too. But otherwise, I think, I mean, he's just a really strong player. And Squall as well, I think he's undefeated as a wolf, very quietly so. So I voted him number two. And Bonnie, she's a very, very under-the-radar player, but when she does talk, she manages to play really, really well, and is, no one can really get a read on her because she's so under the radar, and yeah, I think she is quietly a very good player.
Now, here's what one voter had to say about Bonnie. They said she will never get the respect she deserves since she is, of course, of the other gender. She's a slow reader and a slow typer and a terrible speller. But she's actually a very talented werewolf player. Neil, what are your thoughts?
Well, from what I've seen, I agree with you. Very quiet in the games I've seen, certainly, which I suppose I get that. Which I suppose it's usually the more talkative ones that get talked about. The ones who are more talkative that get talked about when you're talking about good players. So I imagine the underrated ones are always going to be the ones that sort of play the more quiet style of game, sit back and observe type thing. So that's fair. Yeah, I don't know what being female has to do with it though.
Well, we'll get to that. All right.
Yeah.
That's coming up here. Because there has been some females who play werewolf with us. Right. And perhaps biased us against that gender as players. But that's coming up. Let's talk about a very controversial subject, most overrated werewolf player. Now, votes on this one were all over the board. Once again, we could not agree on a choice here. No one was getting more than two ballots for them, except for this top three. Pretty close here, all pretty close together, and these guys were way ahead of the pack, so let's get right into it. Taking the bronze for most overrated werewolf player, Wheatrich. Coming in at number two is Nate, and the winner for most overrated werewolf player of the year, Come. Those results, once again, Come wins, Nate second, and Wheat in third. Now, Neil, you played a big part in Wheat's probably most famous game, and the one that gave him his outstanding reputation as a werewolf player. What do you think about him drawing third place in most overrated?
You're talking about the real-life game where he was...
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's all I really have to go on, because I haven't even seen him play online from what I can remember, but certainly in real life I found him to be very good, not just because he was on my team, but I mean he fooled everyone really. So if anything, I can only suspect that may have sort of had the reverse effect, where because you know, we were going into it everyone having that opinion, maybe they had much higher expectations of him than others, so he's been sort of put under the grill a little bit more than others. That's all I could really guess.
Now, the comment we have here for Cum is, Cum's style too often turns into a major distraction to the village, and they focus on that too much instead of wolf hunting. Third, is that a fair accusation?
That has happened. He talks quite a bit. When he plays, he talks the most by far, I would say. And so he's bound to draw the most attention. I'm kind of surprised to see him number one. I don't know. Maybe people feel like the village wins in spite of him, but I feel like his play doesn't really single him out as a villager or a wolf. He can be both either way, and it's hard to tell. I misread him a lot. It's an interesting choice. I don't really know what to say about it, I guess.
Yeah, I think number one for him is quite surprising, but at the same time I understand the reasoning behind some of the votes, because in probably half the games I've played with him, at some point during the first day he said, oh, I'm going to play differently today to try a new style. And, I mean, that sort of gets in the way a little bit. I mean, I get if you play that many games,
sure,
certainly you want to sort of mix it up a little bit, and if you are a villager, then you don't want people to know, but at the same time, it works the other way as well, and it does. So I can understand it, some of the votes, but not first. That's a bit much.
I understand the results. I don't think it's quite fair to come just in that he's such a high-volume player, as Third mentioned, that the game is always, in the early game at least, is always going to focus on what does Cum think, what leans does Cum have, and when he is off, I can see people getting upset and saying, oh, he's not nearly as good as we thought. Choice for Nate, I have a vote here, and this voter said, I look at Nate's record and I take into account who he is, and it just doesn't match up. Not a bad... little mean, but not a bad player, but definitely not as good as his record suggests. DK, thoughts on that?
Well, I may be kind of biased because the very first live game that we played in Virginia, the Wolves...
oh, no!
The Wolves were myself and Phil and Nate, and Nate managed to get himself found out on day one. He made himself really obvious, got lynched day one, and kind of left me and Enthil hanging out to dry. Somehow, I managed to get into the final three just for being under the radar, really not knowing what I was doing. although, we still ended up losing that game, so, I mean, that might bias my perspective on Nate a little bit. I think, though, in the Turbo games, he's been a fairly strong player. In general, I just don't really like this category of most overrated player. I was considering abstaining from voting from this at all, but I know how much you would have hated that. So,
I did abstain from it, and I haven't gotten any hate. The problem I have with it is it depends. I mean, when you talk about underrated and overrated, it relies solely on what everyone else thinks, and there's not really a good consensus for what other people think. I mean, I have no idea who people think are good and bad. That's why I couldn't really vote fairly. Because,
yeah.
I mean, they're a favorite and least favorite section. That's more my own personal taste rather than trying to guess what other people think.
Yeah, these two categories were both odd in that people interpreted it differently. And some of the votes here were actually weird. Like, there were a lot of people who voted Cum most overrated, and yet they still voted him as like the second best player overall or the third best player. And it's like, what are you? Either he's really good, or I couldn't quite understand. So maybe next year we'll do something like, okay, of these top 10 people on the rankings, so these are the elite of the elite, supposedly at least based on their win percentage, and which of them do you think is maybe a little overrated, not quite as good as the record shows? maybe do that for underrated as well. That might narrow it down a little bit and help us get better results. But that's what we had for this year. Moving on, the next category was favorite player. Now, the difference here versus most wanted is this is for someone who plays quite often but always makes the games more fun. And basically the idea is you'd say if this guy is playing tonight, if he's going to be one of the 9 or 13 players, then I definitely want to do it because games with him are always fun. Now, voting was really split here. 17 different eliters got a vote as as someone's favorite. But there was somewhat of a consensus on 5 players. And the funny thing about this category, it ended up a 5-way tie.
Wow.
Whoa. It's like Elite Summer Contest final up in here. And the Elite's 5 favorite players come Jimbo, Booth, 3rd, and Jack. Those results, once again, Jack, 3rd, Booth, Jimbo, and Come. DK, what do you think? Is that a pretty solid list from where you are standing?
I think it's a good list. It's definitely a lot of the players that are very active and play a lot of games. Obviously, Jimbo can make things fun just because people like to target him. Come's a big talker. Booth can make things fun as well, since for some reason he tends to get randomized as a wolf a lot, so you get to see his wolf game quite a bit. Third, obviously a really strong player. It's fun to watch him play, and he gets he's been wolf a lot of different times as well, so we've got to see both sides of his game quite a bit. I actually didn't, my ballot didn't include any of those.
Ooh.
I do think those are really good candidates for favorite player, but my ballot was actually in 3rd, Bloody, in 2nd, Clemens, and in 1st, Shadow Zero.
Good choices all around. I'll reveal that Bloody was one of my choices as well. Makes also every mine. Night more enjoyable when Bloody is in chat. Third, one guy who just missed making this a 6-way tie by a single point, and that was Clemens. What do you think about that? Is he one of your favorites? Do you think maybe he deserved to be up here as well?
Yeah, I threw him a vote. Yeah, I mean, Clemens is he's pretty funny. As DK says, he's occasionally inebriated or tipsy or whatever. So he just kind of plays crazy. But he discusses in post-game a lot. He's just really conversational. He generally makes the game more fun. He's almost always there trying to get the game going with Booth and Come and whatever. So, yeah, it's cool to see him up that high.
Yeah, and some people did factor that into their votes, just how excited people are to play and who does the work of trying to get people in the chat and get more people wanting to play at night. And Clemens is definitely one of those. So good choice there. Neo, out of those 6, did that cover most of your choices here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I generally equate sort of favorite with the most entertaining, so Jimbo certainly deserves to be up that high. Because for better or for worse, any game with Jimbo is a lot of fun. Booth, I'm a little surprised about. I don't really know why people picked him, but I don't have a problem with it. And the rest sort of makes sense too. It's always fun. And definitely, like you said, they're the more popular ones who try and get your games going. So for that reason alone, they're certainly my favorite because it takes a lot of work to do that.
Yeah, and Booth is a good choice there as well, along with Clemens, as far as sparking interest, getting people involved. Let's move on to another controversial topic. This category was called The Worst Wolf of 2011. Ooh. And this, hardly any players were named, just because the top three here soaked up so many votes. They were just named on nearly every ballot. And so your final three, top three finishers for Worst Wolf, in third place, we have Booth. In second place, the silver medal for Worst Wolf goes to Rich, which means the gold for this year, Worst Wolf of the Year, goes to Jimbo. Those results, once again, Jimbo wins by a single vote over Rich. And behind them, but not too far behind, Kevin Booth in third. Neo, is that the right three for this category?
Yes. I think they've sort of made themselves in that category. Rachel, for obvious reasons, thinking of a particular game, which I'm sure we'll talk about in when we do favorite game. Jimbo, I think he stands out because of the rate at which he talks up how good a wolf is. I don't actually think he's probably not one of the three worst in reality, but it's the talking up how good he is that sort of sets that expectation. So every time he does something wrong, it's sort of more emphasized. And Booth, I could only sort of point to some of the reactions of his when he's done. I know he does get targeted a lot, so he probably feels a bit targeted in that way, but, you know.
Now, DK, here's what one voter wrote in as regards Booth and explaining why they thought he was one of the worst wolves. And here's what they said. "I'm not wolf. Don't lynch me. Fine, I don't care. I'm off to cart. Oh, there's only 30 seconds left in this day. Now I care again and am typing in all caps. Honestly, I'm not a wolf." And then dead and flips wolf. Would you call that fairly accurate to his wolf play, DK?
I'd say that is somewhat accurate, yes. There's the whole, if Booth is carting, then he's either a wolf or a villager. I don't remember which it is, but yeah, he can seem a little bit distracted. And I did have those three in my ballot. I only put Booth there at the end because he does seem to get the wolf card a lot and he gets targeted a lot, so I think that really hurts his record quite a bit. He's a very highly targeted player, and when you get to play as wolf a lot and you're already a target, that kind of hurts him a bit. But I think his play as a wolf could be a little bit better as well. For the little quote that you displayed there, had some, you know, validity to it, I think. But yeah, I think though the important thing to focus on here is Jimbo and Rachel at the top here, because they're definitely the worst.
Okay, let's take a look very quickly at Wolf Records, and then third we'll decide who should really have won this award. Booth is 3-12 in his career as a wolf. Jimbo 1-6, six losses there. And Rich is at 0-5, the longest current losing streak as a wolf. Based on that third and your personal opinion, who should have taken the gold medal here?
I think Jimbo is a solid candidate. It doesn't surprise me too much that Rachel was a close second. As you just read off the stats, that was pretty much how I made my decision in voting here. The stats for Wolves are a lot more true to how good a Wolf is than is the case for Villagers. I could talk about how these players aren't very good, but we could probably just leave it at the fact that this 1-2-3 is pretty solid.
Yeah, that is definitely what the vote said. Pretty much a consensus that these three should be where they ended up. Let's move on to a more positive subject, and that is Best Wolf of the Year. And here, there was not as much agreement. Once again, the top three here were pretty clearly decided, but there were lots of votes for different players. Let's take a look at these results. Best Wolf of the Year in fifth place. A bit of a surprise here, perhaps. Squall in fifth place. In fourth, we have Shadow Zero. In third place, Endgamer. Taking the silver. Just edging NG was Come. And your number one winner, Best Wolf of the Year, third. Results, once again, third wins, Come second, Endgamer with the bronze, Shadow Zero, and then Squall in fifth place. Neo, is that the right choice? Do you think third Come NG was the correct way to go for 1-2-3 here?
Yeah, no, I'm quite content with all those. I personally voted for Come NG and Squall. Come just because I can remember quite a few good Wolf games from him. I probably boosted your numbers a little there, John, but that was out of personal spite for getting me so bad in my first ever game, but let's not talk about that. And Squall was based purely off the numbers from the chart. I mean, from looking at it, he's undefeated, so gotta give some love for that. But no, definitely no problem with third either. We'll talk about it later, but he definitely got my vote for best overall player just because, from the games I've played with him, there's no way to tell whatsoever.
Now, third's record here isn't exactly overwhelming. 7-5 as a Wolf in his career, but DK, this was a pretty clear choice for the voters that he was number one. Do you think they made the right decision?
Yeah, I mean, at least for me, it seemed pretty clear that third was the best Wolf. It just seemed to me that way. There was really nobody else that really seemed to be, in the same tier. And I think his record actually really is pretty impressive. Just considering that, Wolves lose more than half the time anyway. And he's gotten so many shots at being Wolf as well, and the fact that he can still have a winning record is pretty impressive. The other people on my ballot were Squall. For the reasons mentioned, he's very quietly undefeated as Wolf, although that's kind of a small sample size. But still, I think that's pretty impressive for a player that doesn't get talked about a lot. And I also put in Shadow Zero at third, just because the few games that I've seen him play as a Wolf, he's seemed really impressive. His win rate might not be that good, but he had one game in particular that we might talk about when we talk about favorite games, where he really kind of impressed me with his Wolf play. So I put him in there as well.
Yeah, and I take back what I said about third's record not being that great, because you should factor in, as DK mentioned, in our games, the village has been winning 62% of the time. So to be able to swing that and have a winning record as a wolf, especially with a larger sample size, is pretty impressive. I'd just like to mention I'm at 67%. Now, third, here's my question for you. What do you think about this write-up? This one was sent in by an Endgamer voter, and they said, Endgamer is the weirdest person in the world.
I agree. I don't need to hear anymore.
I'm so glad that he's finally found a hobby where that is an advantage for him. And speaking here specifically about playing WW as a wolf, would you agree with that assessment?
Well, I don't know that weirdness necessarily makes you a good wolf. I voted for Endgamer. I'll say that. This was a fun category for me to vote for because I pretty much just picked people that have been hard for me to read. And Endgamer, I never know what he is. There was a game, he and Clemens were wolves against 9 villagers. Clemens got lynched really early, and Endgamer just, like, posted to the end. It was really impressive. Yeah. So, whether or not that's because he's bizarre or whatever else, I don't really know, but...
I think you've invented... You've invented that word, Neo. Nobody else mentioned bizarre.
That's an interesting
thing. You're right. I got your back. It's okay.
Yeah, winning in a 2-9 situation with Clemens as a partner, and in Clemens' like second game, I think, of Werewolf in his life, and somehow we won that. It was quite the game. All right, so... Solid results there. Let's move on to the next category. This one is the biggie in terms of controversy. It's called Worst Player of the Year.
Ooh.
And we had votes all over the board on this one. A lot of different players were named. Only 3 stood out from the crowd here. Though there were obviously votes for a lot of different people. So let's just do top 3 worst player. In 3rd place, we have Shady taking the silver in this category would be Jimbo. And your worst werewolf player of the year, Rich. Those results once again, Rich, Jimbo in 2nd, and Shady in 3rd. Neo, does that match up fairly well with your own rankings in this category?
Someone might have to explain Shady for me. Looking at from the looks of it, they've only played 4 games, so I'm guessing there's some kind of backstory there that I'm not familiar with.
3rd, explain what happened with Shady.
Right.
Well, if you look on the stats page, we have a permanently banned column, and Shady's the only one in it. No, basically he was... just a giant troll who made senseless decisions and just ruined any game that he was in. So it's not too surprising that people voted for him.
Okay, it must have been pretty bad if after only 4 games the entire community heard about it and remembered.
Yeah.
That's my only comment. Regarding the other 2, I agree. If only because they, for the same reasons I gave with Worst Wolf, which was coincidentally the same votes I had for this, they draw too much attention to themselves for all the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. It's usually about the metagame that we talk about them, not the actual game themselves. It's the talking about the game, again, back to the sort of the excuses and the, oh, if I were this, I would be so much better, and I only lost because blah, 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 blah. Again, it sort of just keeps that negative air around and prevents you from sort of being able to see past it. That's how I feel anyway.
Now, one of our voters, regarding their Rich vote, this person ranked her 1 here, said, Rich is the worst. I don't like her couldn't care lessness and her text size is atrocious. DK, thoughts?
Well, first of all, I don't know what you're talking about, music note. Second of all, well, I don't know. I think Rachel, as a werewolf player, maybe gets a little too much criticism. And saying that, I actually put her at number two. I actually had Shady at number one. The difference between Shady and Rachel and Jimbo is that Rachel and Jimbo don't usually complain all that much about the roles that they're given, even though they do complain a little, whereas Shady just really complained about the roles that he was given.
But there's only two roles. Or, I mean, three, well, I guess, including Seer. Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, I don't even understand that. Oh, the coin flipped on the wrong side, therefore.
Yeah. But in regards to Rachel, I think her problem is, and I think other people have pointed this out before me, is that she tends to take things a little bit too personally. And we can talk about that a little bit later on as well, I think, when we discuss favorite games. But as soon as she gets targeted, she just starts getting really defensive, and she starts just taking things too personally, and it kind of degrades her play. It's kind of a bummer for the game in general. So that's, I guess, one of the reasons why I'd put her as one of the not good players.
Now, on the subject of Rich perhaps being underrated, here's what one of our voters said. They said, a lot of surprising things happened this year in Werewolf, but the most stunning of all is Rich's record as Village, which is actually 10 wins against 2 losses. She's 10-2 when she doesn't draw Wolf. Third, explain that. How could the consensus worst player have such a great winning percentage as Via?
Well, to add to the controversy and to argue with the consensus, I don't really buy Rich as worst overall. I can understand why people would vote for her, sure. But her personality, whatever, her inclinations don't... Sometimes they hurt her, and sometimes, I don't know, they help her. Yeah, I think that her record... I mean, obviously she's a terrible wolf, but... And you can get lucky and win as Village sometimes. But yeah, I mean, again, there's a lot of reasons why a lot of different factors in worst overall player, I guess. But yeah, I would tend to look at Jimbo or other people like that more so than Rachel. That's just me.
All right, and let's move on to the big award for this season. That is the Player of the Year for 2011. We had a lot of different players named here in the Best Player category. I would say only the top two really stood out from the pack, but we're going to go five deep here, and some of these might be a little surprising. The Elite's number five choice for Player of the Year is Vrawl, which I've never had to say out loud before. I hope I pronounced that correctly. In fourth place, Shadow Zero. Taking the bronze medal for Best Player of the Year is Jack. And then the two who led by quite a bit in the final voting, the silver medal goes... to come, and your winner, Player of the Year, Werewolf, is third.
Yes!
Those results once again. Taking the gold is third. Come nabs the silver. Jack with the bronze. Shadow Zero finishes fourth. And Vrawl in fifth. before we get to the top of the rankings here, Vral doing so well here, is that a surprise to you, Third?
Well, not a huge surprise. I actually voted for him in most underrated player. I'm surprised people voted for him at most overall as opposed to that. Because I thought, yeah, he doesn't really get talked up very much. So, I mean, I thought he would get votes, but to see him finish that high is surprising. Not undeserved, but it is interesting.
He does seem to have a good head on his shoulders when it comes to Werewolf, but he's more of a under-the-radar player who just comes in with good insights more at the end of the day rather than chatting so much. So, yeah, I did not expect him to get votes in a highly public category like this one. Shadow Zero, let me read their vote here. Shadow Zero is very crafty and almost always makes the correct reads. He's not the hottest at being a wolf, but probably right up there with Third as one of our top village players. DK, would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I think so. I actually had Shadow Zero as number 3 on my ballot behind coming Third, just because he hasn't really played as many games. But first of all, one thing that is impressive to me is that he has played a good number of games, considering he is a Euro and we play all our games at ridiculously late North American hours. So he's up pretty late, or I guess in his case, very early in the morning, his time playing these games. And just in the games that I've seen him play, he's very talkative. Makes him pretty good for Villa. I also really like his wolf play as well, the little bit that I've seen. I guess I wouldn't really agree so much that his wolf play isn't great. I mean, his record might not be very good, but I think that he's played really well. He understands the game really well, and he is pretty crafty as well. So I think he's a good choice for top 5.
Now, between the two, Third, we have Tum and Jack, both very respected players, been in a lot of games, definitely the two of the biggest veterans that we have. Who is higher on your list, and what was your reasoning there?
Cum is higher. Basically, I just said I think that Cum, being as vocal as he is beneficial for the village more often than not, and it also makes it hard to read him when he's a wolf. I really tried to vote for people that I think are good villagers and also good wolves. I think in real life, he'd be really good and maybe wouldn't draw as much attention as he does in chat. But yeah, I mean, he gets killed early often, like Jones, because people see that he's doing a lot. And he's 6-5 as a wolf, which, as you said, a winning record as a wolf is pretty good. So that's why I voted for him.
Now, Neo, top 3 once again, Third, Cum and Jack, do you think the Elite pretty much got it right with those choices?
Yeah, absolutely. Third and Cum were also my first and second choice, respectively, and if the numbers were as skewed as you said, it sounds like everybody's in total agreement there. Personally, I just really thought about who I had the most difficulty telling and whose village and wolf games were close enough to each other that it made them either blend in really well or whatever, and I think those two were definitely the way to go there. I think looking at the numbers for those two isn't the way to go because they're so good. It's going to cause them to get targeted unfairly both as village and as wolf, so I mean they're playing at quite a disadvantage in that sense. So like you said, to have a winning wolf record at all, I think is is to be commended, given everyone knows they're good and everyone's obviously in agreement that they're good and that they get targeted quite often. So,
all right, so once again, congratulations to our guest tonight, Third, the very best in the world.
Yeah, and I'd just like to thank anyone that voted for me. It's it's cool to win this, so thanks. Thanks very much.
So are your thoughts already moving forward to the repeat in 2012?
I just hope that the main thing is that we keep the games going, that more people come and play, and that we can get bigger crowds, and that some of those most wanted people get involved. But yeah, I'll definitely try and keep my game up.
Speaking of which, let's look at the results for the favorite number of players. And this wasn't really a category so much as it was a poll, just to see what kind of games people like. The results, no one likes seven-player games. those are six against one with only one wolf. And no one likes 11-player games. Those are nine against two wolves. Very difficult to win there. The winner overwhelmingly was the 13-player game. Got twice as many votes as the 9-player game. In 13 is where we finally get to bump it up to having three wolves against the rest being village, whereas the others you only have one or two. And the difficulty here is just getting that many players all together at once. Of course, you need a moderator as well, so you need 14 players. It's tough to do, but on the nights where we've done it, I think most people are agreeing that those are the best games. DK, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. I think that in general, the more wolves you have, the funner the game is, because it gives, you know, the wolves a lot more dynamic strategy. It puts a lot more pressure on the village, I think. And since the village is usually favored, as you can tell by the winning percentage for the village in the games that we've played, I think that, you know, giving more advantages to the wolves makes the game more interesting in that respect. So I'd say the more wolves, the better. And like you said, really the limitation here is getting that many people in on the games. We can usually get enough people for nine, but 13 players is a lot more hard to come by.
Yeah, so hopefully in the new year, people get back from vacations and stuff, and we'll be able to get some of these 13ers going. Third, is that how you feel as well? I know one of the voters said they think of 13 players as being the real game, and anything less than that feels kind of like a mini game to them. Would you agree with that idea?
Yeah, pretty much. Three wolves really opens up the wolf play a lot more than two, or obviously one. One wolf is pretty awful. But yeah, 13 is really the ideal length for a game, I think.
All right, so that is settled. Just need more players. And our final category, this one was favorite game of the year. Now, Third stepped in and agreed to tally the results here. So, Third, if you want to give us the detailed breakdown, what was people's favorite games that we played of the 85?
Well, after spending hours and hours poring over the results, I decided that the wide variety would be too complicated to give. So I'm just going to comment on some things that I see generally. The overwhelming choice for favorite game was one DK alluded to earlier. It was a 13-player one. Happened on November the 5th, where we had three Wisconsin Wolves. It was Rachel, Jimbo, and Endgamer. DK, do you remember what happened in that one?
Yes. I recall that Rachel essentially had a blow-up when people turned against her. And the wolves just completely collapsed from there. And when I randomized this, and it came out, Endgamer, Jimbo, Rachel as the wolves, I thought, people are going to think this is a fix. But I assure everyone that I always am completely random about this. I use the random.org list generator to do all the randomization, and that's what it came up with. And it turned out to just be a really hilarious wolf implosion.
Neil, were you there that night to see that?
Yes, I was. That was actually the game I voted as favorite game, if only because I think it was probably the most memorable of all the games we've had. I will say I do feel a little bit sorry for you, John, getting stuck in a situation like that. But at the same time, you probably knew going in, you probably knew what to expect. The interesting thing I'll say about I do remember Rachel sort of retaliating in response to pressure. I can sort of understand that kind of reaction if you're completely innocent and you haven't really done anything and people are targeting you. I can see why that's annoying. To react that badly when you are actually a wolf, I don't really know how you can get angry at anyone because obviously you've done something that has given yourself away. So I don't think the correct response there is to lash out. But it was definitely a lot of fun. A lot of fun to be there, and I think we all had a good laugh over it for the rest of the night.
Everyone but me. And
nobody held it against you, though. I think that's what you have to remember. I realize it's a negative mark against you, your tally, especially given that your 4-2 tally is pretty good. Maybe we should just call that 4-1, to be fair, but...
Well, third, explain what happened in my other wolf loss.
Well, there was I modded that
you
game.
You always
and it was a must lynch situation. I don't remember all the details, but I allowed Wheat to change his vote on a must lynch day, which isn't allowed, and it eventually led to Endgamer getting lynched where he wouldn't have otherwise. So theoretically, Endgamer could be undefeated as a wolf if not for bad luck, basically. So
wow.
The balance to that is that wow. You once got stuck in a must lynch with me and I didn't kill you being the wolf. So one could also argue that if I wasn't as stupid as I am, that you would have an extra loss. So I say we call that even. And
I also got in a final three with me, Jimbo, and Vral, who had been cleared by the seer earlier in the game and convinced Jimbo to vote for him rather than me. To get that win, so
I remember that game.
That was either our first or second night of trying these turbos. That was definitely a favorite of mine. But to explain what was happening in the wolf chat in that favorite game, Rich came out and she started getting a lot of heat, and then I said, "All right, Jimbo, well, we just have to avoid this subject. We can try to get someone else lynched instead. But don't go in defender. You're going to sink the whole team here." And so he's like, okay. And then Rich was probably texting him in the background how upset she was. So Jimbo starts saying, "This is ridiculous. She has done nothing wrong. We cannot lynch Rachel on day one like this." And then at that point, I basically threw up my hands and said, "Yep, game over." Because I was trying to avoid it, but Jimbo looked really bad, and she was going to go out, and he was obviously going to go the next day. And then I went the day after. So it was a 1-2-3 win.
The disappointing thing there is that, touching again on what Third and DK were saying about the three wolf 13 play games, I completely agree with them that having three wolves allows such a deeper dynamic because there's so many things you can do even if you do lose a wolf immediately. It's not really a loss at all. If anything, you can use it as a gain if you set it up to have you guys on the winning side. And Jimbo, for whatever reason, just did the exact opposite of that. You know, he could have taken it as an opportunity to pursue her and I don't know why he didn't. I'm sure he was getting some messages, like you said.
Yes, I was
obviously set him off.
Was trying to talk him into that, and it didn't work. And then the other side to that was that Rich was so upset, she said, I quit Werewolf for Life, and she didn't come back to chat for like 2 months. So it was quite a momentous night indeed. Memorable for sure.
85 games, it's hard to remember that many.
Yeah, speaking of which, Third, what kind of other votes did we get in this category?
Well, that was the overwhelming number one, as I said. I did spot a few votes for the game where Clemens fake claimed as Seer on day one. It was really interesting. Again, I don't remember all the details, but SZ and Clemens both claimed Seer, and SZ ended up getting lynched. And
I remember that
Seer.
One. I remember that one, because that was actually my second vote for favorite game. I think the real Seer might have been getting flack, or something like that, but then Shadow Zero, as a villager, fake claimed Seer. And none of us, we all went after him immediately, and obviously he turned villager, and none of us had any idea what was going on. And I actually spoke to him after the, game, and the reasoning he gave was sound. It was to kill off a villager and give the seer more time. The problem with it, though, and the reason I think it was a terrible move, was it was done with about 20 seconds to go, and no disrespect to anyone in the elite, but and I mean I include myself in this, but with 20 seconds to go to follow the logic through to that extent, I mean it was absurd to think that anyone would be able to figure out what SZ was trying to do. You know, maybe if you had a good 5 minutes for people to sort of think it over, it might have made sense, because I think what Shadow Zero said was, if I was a wolf, why would I do that? Which is fair enough, but I think he was the only one, and if he just left it, we would have known the next day who the wolf was anyway. So I don't know if he was just trying to win things more quickly, but I think it was too clever for the time frames and the people involved.
Did that
just
end up
confusing?
Being a village win?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a few mentions of SZ. There's been games where he's claimed Seer as villager, Seer, and wolf, and a few of those were mentioned by people, so that certainly caught people's eye. Other than that, people kind of tended to vote for their own wins, I think, which is understandable, because that's what you remember.
In my case, I actually voted for my loss as Wolf, my loss as Villager, where John completely outsmarted me at the end, because I think he was crap. It's unfair to say he outsmarted me. I think I was just annoyed at Nate, so I killed him.
I voted for one where
Jim... That's a reason to try and stay unemotional, I think.
Jimbo was being called Village MVP by a bunch of people, kind of as a joke, but he went 3-0. He did well in Final Threes, and then the following day I took him to the Final Three as a wolf and ended up gaining his vote against Gabby and beating him, so that was sweet. Otherwise it was just a bunch of other choices, but
I think any game that goes to the Final Three is usually good, because there's any combination. It doesn't matter who the three people are. It's always a good combination to see, sort of, because, I mean, friendships sort of seem to naturally come out, and you're more inclined to believe someone you might be on better terms with. So it's usually fun watching people deceive each other in that sort of situation, because I think with three people, it tends to be a lot more personal. Even, I mean, it's not really, but it gives that impression that you sort of, I mean, given a lot of it's based on trust, you're asking people to trust you, and I mean, obviously, anyone gets annoyed when they trust the wrong people.
DK, was there another game that we didn't touch on that you wanted to mention from your votes?
Well, I think Third may have alluded to one of those. It was actually a fairly recent game where Shadow Zero was in the F3 as a wolf, with Bonnie also in the F3 as Seer. I forget who the third player was, but obviously Bonnie claims Seer in F3, and Shadow Zero counterclaimed to save himself, and he came shockingly close to convincing the third player that he was Seer. He did really well there, even though he ended up losing. I think his play there in that F3 with that counterclaim just really impressed me as one of the reasons why I voted him in the best wolf and best player categories. He just seems, he's really quick. He can really come up with, you know, good things to say on the spot. And that claim there was just a pretty memorable moment for me.
All right, so that wraps it up. Gone through all the awards. Be sure to check out, if you're just listening to this, the topic in general chat has the results and also everyone's write-ups for why they voted the way they did. So that should be fun to look through and post comments there. And my idea was that we would use this results topic to be our main topic of discussion for Werewolf in the new year, to post things like, I'm getting a really special game going for this Thursday night, so let's really try to get 13 or 15 players there, and maybe organize things that way, and we can get more people on board instead of just grabbing people off AIM, which is how we've been doing it for a while now. So I'd like to thank my guests for coming on and having a fun time in this award show. Thank you, Neil, for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
And the greatest mod of all time, DK.
No problem, John, my man.
And the best player in the world, Third. It was great to have you here.
Always a pleasure, Endgamer.
All right, and signing off, and we will see you 365 days from now for the 2012 awards show. Hopefully we'll have played hundreds of games when we get to decide on those. Till then, this is Endgamer and the WW Awards Show signing out.